Good morning. I'd like to welcome you all here this morning. I'd like to read Galatians 1, 3 to 5. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. My name is Reverend James Stace. With the Lord Jesus Christ leading, we would like to bring a message with my testimony. And I would also like to welcome everyone here and online, and if there are any visitors here. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, gracious God, we come to you this morning with thankful hearts for the plan of salvation that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your righteousness and that you rose again to finish the plan of salvation. And I ask you, Lord, to give me the words and strength to bring out the word of God. And if I have spoken wrongly, that you would forgive me. And I pray also for the Sunday school teachers and children, that you would be with them. And I pray also for the congregation and also for the ones that would like to be here, but for health reasons or any other that could not come. I also pray for the ones that have lost loved ones, to give them courage and comfort. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
You read hymnal number 70, O Praise the Lord, Ye Christians All. Number 70.
Hither ye children.
I'm not as tall as most of them are. Thank you for that wonderful songs. Let's start off with reading Philippians 4, 11 to 14. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to be bound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my afflictions. Paul has learned to be content in whatever state the Lord had put him in, and we should be the same. It's just sometimes hard to accept if we're put into a state where we're not comfortable with. Paul says that he knew how to be abased, to make or bring low, to be humble, being content in any and every situation. Whether we be fed or hungry, or whether living in plenty or in want, we can have all the physical desires of this world, but still be hungry or have wants. We need to draw near to God spiritually, which is my every goal, everyday goal. Verse 13, if we let the Lord Jesus Christ lead us and be faithful and just to him, he will strengthen us in our daily walk. And that, sometimes we wonder or we think of the saying, the laatste minuut bekeere. We're going to repent the last minute of our life. If we die, if we're sick, or if we have an accident or anything like that. Friday night, we were in an accident. I did not think of repenting at that time. But our life has to be ready for it at all times. We cannot wait for that 11th hour. Because we think of spiritually, physically, we as ourselves, we think we want to live. We want to live here on earth. But if we have that Spirit in us, that Holy Spirit, dying is gain. So well, with that accident on Friday, it was difficult. You think of things. Am I ready? Are we ready in that split moment? It happened so fast. I wasn't even thinking of it. So it was an eye opener. I grew up in a loving family with two parents and six siblings. Us siblings showed our love to each other in different ways. By getting under each other's skin, as you say, my parents were Christians and instilled the Lord's teaching in all of us. We lived southwest of Altona on a few-acre homestead. Dad was a hard worker and provided for the family. And we lived beside my grandparents, Dad's parents. When he would call for help or needed a hand on the farm, Dad would drop what he was doing and go help him. I guess that was a teaching that he gave us to help those who are in need. Let's read Luke 10, 33-37. Luke 10, 33-37. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took up 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. So which now of these three thinkest thou was neighborly unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do likewise. So that was a teaching my dad had, like on the whole family. So on the farm, we had cows, pigs, and dogs. We were taught how to work. As the Bible says in Genesis 3:19, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken. The dust thou art, dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. So I went to grade school at New Hope School. Looking back, we had very good teachers. I didn't think at the time that they were very good because I did not enjoy school. I was one of those children who would call a hard learner. I enjoyed sports and working at home. I remembered one day coming home from school and had learned a new word. That was not in our home vocabulary. So with Dad being at work, it was up to Mom to correct our speech. So we had to taste soap firsthand. It cleans up language. It works well. They should advertise it as such on the label. That there was no shortage of work at home. Milking the cows, feeding the pigs, and helping around the yard. I started high school at W.C. Miller in Altoona. This was a scary thought for me, coming from a school of about 60 students to a school of 350 students. School was still hard for me. So I took power mechanics to get through school. But I enjoyed it, and I finished school and went on to get my Red Seal and Heavy Duty Equipment Mechanics in Brandon through H. Martell & Sons. I was baptized at a young age, 17, and I was insecure and went with the crowd because my older brother and my sister, they were also getting baptized, so I figured this was a lot easier if I would just join in with them. My life did change at that time. Now I was a member of the Summerfield Mennonite Church. But my lifestyle had not changed. I still did the same ungodly stuff, lusts. But I would compare myself to other Christians or other believers. In 1986, I found the love of my life, Susan. We got married in 87, and we would go to church most Sundays. It was not a must-go. We would work hard during the week and rest on weekends, doing stuff that pleased us. I joined the Altoona Rhineland Fire Department and Ambulance Service in 1988 and served the community. I did this for 35 years. I enjoyed it till my retirement. That was also my second family. But my lifestyle was far too busy. being now with a family and being a volunteer, ambulance and fireman. That was my excuse not to be a Sunday school teacher. I did finally give in and became a teacher. I started to enjoy bringing the word of the Lord to the children. There was an opening for a song leader in Sunday school, and I jumped on it. Then became a children's Bible hour leader, and then a senior youth leader. Boy, knowing how God was molding me. Romans 9:21. Hath not the potter power over the clay? Of the same lump he made one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor. So the potter has power over the clay. Clay doesn't, it's just there. But the potter can mold you. So I also became a church song leader and college and career leader. Also a church board member for many years. We were blessed with four lovely children, two boys and two girls in the middle. Three are married, and we have been blessed with three grandchildren. My parents both have passed away. Mom had a stroke which slowed her down and her mobility, and Dad was now her rock, a helper. We helped as a family all in any way possible. Ephesians 6:1-4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in nurture and admonition of the Lord. So I think that it was my earthly father what he did. I had respect for him and loved him even more. I could see the unconditional love that Dad had for his wife, my mother. The unconditional love that Jesus Christ had for us to die on the cross for our sins. The last days of Mom's life here on earth, she looked at me and said, to leave the bag of burdens at the cross of Jesus and not to pick them up again the next day. That reminded me of the song in the hymnal, blue hymnal, Leave It There. C. Albert Tidley also needed a Savior, just like we do. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. That was the last saying that stuck with me from my mom. And she passed away December 15, 2009. Now Dad was by himself, earthly, but he still had the Lord. He also had a stroke years later. He now needed help. At the time, it was almost an inconvenience when he needed help from me. It was cramping my lifestyle. When I look at what is the meaning of lifestyle, it is the way a person lives. John 2:15-17. First John 2, 15-17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lusts of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I needed to overcome my pride and spend time with my earthly father, just like we have to spend time with our heavenly father. As I spent more time with Dad, I realized that the time was not wasted. Imagine if our Lord Jesus Christ had that thought. I've wasted my time. Luke 13, 7 to 9. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. The Lord Jesus Christ gives us that same grace day to day, that we follow him and change our life. So I was doing it for the Lord. Singing songs to Dad was part of God's plan when I became a song leader. I could sing songs that were meaningful to both of us. I enjoyed the last days with Dad. It was precious to me. I could only pray that our children will do the same one day. Dad passed away November 19th, 2017. The time I spent with Dad was precious to me, which drew me near to my Heavenly Father. James 4, verse 8 says, Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. So it's amazing what God has in store for a person if we allow it. If we let him in into our hearts. So at this time, we will go on bended knees, those that are able, and ask the Lord for prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
For the middle song, the Sunday school will be leading it. So let's all stand and join with them singing Fishers of Men.
I will give you rest. I will give you rest.
Thank you for that lovely singing. I haven't heard that song in a long time. So for years, I had this feeling that God was not done with me, bringing out his word. I said to myself that others were more qualified than I. I knew of Jesus, but I did not know him as my personal savior. I was comfortable where I was. I did not need to move to the other side of the pulpit. On September 29, 2019, there was a ministerial election in Altona Summerfield Church. There was two to be elected. I was the second one to be elected. My heart was hardened. I did not hear the Lord's calling. When the election was over, the next days, I was in denial that it was not God's plan, not his calling. But thinking to myself that the brothers had chosen me because I like to welcome people to church, I was putting myself out there. I was greeting people, and I was in the board, and I was a song leader. It felt like they just voted me in. So I had lots of thoughts why my brothers voted me in, dismissing that it was from God. For some reason, we started to read more of the Bible. And it came about from my senior youth, a challenge in the new year to see if we could read 3 chapters per day. Susan and myself, we got up early in the morning and started to read his word. God was preparing me for this day. I was starting to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:4-9. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead to sin in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show me exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So when we submit to God and resist the devil, God will purify your heart and mind. When we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God can heal and take away whatever lusts you have, it is God. It is gone, all gone. But we have to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. Romans 10:9-11. Romans 10:9-11. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So he gives us that escape, that out of temptation. Do you know how much time habits take away from God? If we have habits, how much of that takes away from thinking of God? When we have habits, bad habits or lusts, we think of when and where I can do the habits. There is no time for God or the Lord Jesus Christ. We try to keep it away from man. Oh, the power that man has and what they think of you. That there's so much power that man has, what they think of you, of the next person. So when we read James 5, 16 to 18, James 5, 16 to 18. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subjected to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by a space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. That's the kind of prayer we need to have. We could see how big our God is. When we let the Lord lead us, it is amazing. There's a little devotional reading, actually yesterday, which sometimes, depending on how we look at life, is our cup half full or half empty? Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Luke 6, verse 38. Tom and I were discussing the beautiful 70-degree weather, and wondering if it would change drastically. While we don't have 70-degree weather, we have lovely snow out there. White snow. It's beautiful what God has created for us to see. Tom remarked, a cup half full. I am a cup half full person. I like to look at what I have and not what I don't have or how things could be. So he continued to the question of whether the cup is half full or half empty. My brother would say, it depends on whether you are pouring or drinking. He was talking about being a giver or a taker. Are we a giver or a taker? If we look to see what we can pour into life, how much we can give, produce, or help and offer, our cup will not be just half full, but overflowing. Hopefully that is our outlook on life. A positive, a grateful person feels blessed. He is always looking to contribute to society. This may be part of what Jesus meant in Luke 9:24. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. If we are concerned only about ourselves, we will find very few generous people. But if we look to serve others, our cup will overflow. A taker is always looking for handouts. Somehow he is sure everyone owes him something. His outlook is presumptuous, ungrateful, selfish. Rather than pouring into life, he is busy drinking out of life, noticing how others serve and don't serve him. His cup is never full, and his chief concern is not what he has, but what he has done, or what he had. It could have, should have, or would have. So let's pour into life. Let's build, assist, encourage, and donate. Not to be called good, but to express our love. Then let's say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which our duty to do. In Luke 17, verse 10. So with our cup being half full or half empty, when we serve the Lord, we become closer and closer to the Lord and his calling. In John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And that's what we want to be. We want to be that fruit, that vine that is getting pruned by the Lord, that we can bring more fruit to him. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. So if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. So if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that we bear much fruit. So shall ye also be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so I love you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, and ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. So we want to be that branch of the Father. Let us pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We want to thank you for this time that we could glorify and honor you, that ye could leave our concerns at the cross, that you gave me the words to speak this morning, that your Holy Spirit would lead and guide us this week on our daily walk. I thank you all for the prayers that have been sent up for me and my family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. For all other things on your hearts, those that can, let us kneel and ask the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your blue hymnal, number 82, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Number 82.
Thank you for those announcements, Jonathan. I have nothing more this morning to give to you, but closing from Hebrews 13, 20, 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You may go in peace. The Lord loves you.